When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us, a traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale of prowess. The melody of wind chimes sang through the air as May walked through the forest. What might have been a serene ambiance with just one chime was made into a cacophonous symphony, given the number of them hanging from the trees. May was used to the noise by now. When her people had settled here, they hadn't expected the challenges this land would bring. But they were used to adapting by now. They made what wind chimes they could and collected others from homes they passed by, adorning the branches thoroughly. With the chimes, as long as you stayed quiet, you could pass through the forest unharmed. Her people knew this well. Outsiders, however, had become more and more common over the past month, so May wasn't too surprised when she heard voices. Two voices, it sounded like. A man and a woman, talking and laughing as they walked. May froze and pressed herself behind a tree as she listened. They were walking in her direction, and as their voices grew close, May knew she had to move. She looked around her, finding a small stone on the ground. She threw the stone to her left, and when she heard the couple take notice, sprinted off to the right. When she had made enough distance, she stopped behind another tree and crouched down. She could see the couple from where she knelt, watching them examine the chimes. From around her, she began to hear bird calls. Different types of birds sang out from all different directions. May laid down on the ground, staying as still and low as possible. The calls grew louder and louder as she heard the woman cheerfully point out the noise. May felt for the woman. She really did. As time passed, it had gotten rarer and rarer to hear birdsong, and in some other world, the sound of wind chimes and birds may have felt peaceful. but May knew better. These were not just birds. These were blackbills, a catch-all name for the different species who lived in the forest who had been affected by the rot. These birds swarmed their prey and bit down wherever they could, injecting venom into their victim. One bite may not have been enough to kill a person, but the birds used their calls to signal other birds to their location. With the wind chimes, as long as a person stayed quiet, the birds got lost and confused, unable to distinguish a bird call from a chime. But as the man and the woman kept talking, their voices served as a beacon of sound for the birds, distinct and loud. May listened, unable to keep watching, hearing calls grow louder as the birds descended on the couple. She heard their screams as the birds started to bite, only daring to move when the forest was once again reduced to the hum of the chimes. And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.